With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Feisty Fridays, that's what we call it. And the reason why it's feisty. Shaletta is here. Why don't you tell people what has caused your excitement today on Twitter?
I just hope that Major Garrett and Jim Peterson are not listening, because if they are, they're going to be so jealous. I'm afraid to say, because they may be listening. Whew, yeah. My heart's beating
so
cheating
fast. On them. You're cheating on them, just so you know.
I am. They have been bumped down on my favorite white man list. I tell you, they hanging out with Adam Carter. I mean, they're not completely at the bottom, but they've been bumped. They have been bumped.
By the way, Adam's here. Adam, you just were told you're near the bottom of favorite white people. Are you kidding me?
Man.
Our shared love of ghetto boys doesn't raise my cred.
You know, that put you on the list. You wasn't even on the list. If it wasn't for the ghetto boys, you wouldn't have even made an appearance on the list. So, yeah.
Okay, where is he converted to Hepla?
Who? Oh, you're talking about Baby Gap. Oh, you're speaking Spanish. You have to say it in English. Baby Gap.
Yeah.
Garanimals is not even near the list.
Okay. Just making sure, because I think Adam might have went to fetal position if Baby Gap was ahead of him. Okay, so now your favorite white man in America is?
Representative Dean Phillips. Oh, yes, he followed me on Twitter today.
That's it. Because he followed you on Twitter. I mean, Carter, are you following her on Twitter? I mean, I know you're in and out.
Oh, I know, I know. She's tagged me several times today, so my phone is buzzing like a June bug in late May.
Well, you know, I have long admired Congressman Phillips from afar. I think Dan Cook
stalked.
Was at the fair last year when he had to pull me off of him. Was that you, Dan?
Yeah, that was me.
It was you.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It was like a get off of him, Shaletta, kind of situation. I think that's the way it kind of went. So
that's when you came out with your sign, Free Shaletta.
And
even in the show shirt, we've got when the four of us are at the fair, you're wearing the Free Shaletta shirt.
I mean, that's because y'all had me locked in a cage.
Oh,
Everybody else is sitting on the porch, hanging out with their neighbors, and I'm in the back in a cage, you know, pressing buttons. I just believe that was unfair.
You're working, and that's where the board is?
You know, again, this whole working thing, this whole pressing buttons, this whole board thing, it's just really not my spiritual gift.
I didn't think that was on the list of spiritual gifts, but okay.
Yeah.
They got me working with Paul and Jordana next week. And have y'all start praying for them yet?
Oh, my God. Do they realize what they're in for? They like to meet a lot. They like to meet multiple times. Do you plan on showing up at any of those meetings?
You know what? My phone is going to be broken. My phone is not going to have any charge. Something's going to happen. My internet's going to be down. I believe there's going to be something that prevents me from going to one of those 15 show meetings a day that they have. I don't want to have to put anything on the grid. David Josephson has like a Zoom where they can see each other and everything. I was like, oh, I hope they're not expecting this when I fill in. It's not going to happen for them. I just don't believe it's going to happen.
No, I'm aware. I know that better than anybody. You know I know that. Okay, Now that Representative Phillips is following you, how many times will you tag him over the weekend? What's the over-under?
Oh, my gosh. So just in the past hour, it's been at least 15. And that's not including, you know, the other people that I've invited into our conversation to tag him as well. I'm sure his legislative assistant is wondering what is going on.
Yeah. Adam, at what point does Dean Phillips unfollow Shaletta?
Oh, my God, if he does.
No, he's a politician. Are you kidding me? This is gold for him.
Y'all made my heart be fast. But I do want to say something that I didn't appreciate Dan Cook on today.
Oh.
Okay, and I just want to put it out there because y'all know me. I'm a truth teller, okay? And Dan Cook did not believe something that I declared.
What'd you call yourself there?
I'm a truth teller, honey, okay?
Okay.
And I said, and I meant what I said,
no,
and I didn't stutter. I said, if Dean Phillips came out to Cottage Grove to hang out with Carla Bingham, that before he went home, if he wanted to stop at my house on Jorgensen Avenue off Indian and use my restroom, I would allow it.
Lies. All lies.
No chance. Carter,
I cannot
any
believe
chance.
Y'all are saying that.
Well, here's the
no
thing.
Chance.
The representative she mentioned there, Carla Bingham, she is involved with one of the debates I do on Town Square Television. She has always been a participant in those legislative briefings.
She is a great person.
I might have
what
to,
a name dropper.
Yeah, what
I mean, Cook.
How can I make this about me, Adam Carter?
Is my father here all the time?
I might have to pose that question during Town Square Television debates this fall.
There is no way, if Shaletta won't let Oprah use her bathroom, there's no way she lets Dean Phillips use her bathroom.
She wasn't sure if she'd let Jesus Christ use
right.
the bathroom last week, and now Dean Phillips can?
Yes, he can.
That's lies.
I can't. Grace can't. No chance Adam and Dan can. But Dean Phillips can?
Mm-hmm. He sure can. Yes, he can.
If I see Dean Phillips with cinnamon rolls, I'm going to be very upset.
So if he's over this way, 55016 area, and he can't haul it till he get home, my door is always open to him and him only. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to just map quest your house? how much more detail do you want to give at this point?
I'm standing outside now in case he's driving by. I'm looking.
If Dean Phillips stops by and Sean is at the house, does he have to leave?
He has to go. There will be some liquor at Dennis Brothers that he has to pick up. He will go on an errand. You know he does anything I ask him to do. He's never said no to me in 14 years of marriage. So he will have to go somewhere and get the hell out of here so Dean and I can have some alone time and take the kids with him.
Adam, thoughts on Sean and the life he lives?
Oh, man. I'm just trying to think of Jesus showing up at her house.
Shaletta. Here's what I'm seeing.
Shaletta.
Jesus?
I have walked many a mile. And I need relief, Shaletta. Can I use your bathroom?
Lord, I don't know Jesus. I don't know, Lord. Is it number one or number two?
And T. Phillips shows up and just pushes Jesus and walks right in.
Dean Phillips gets the Christmas edition of Ebony Magazine. Okay, he can stay in the bathroom as long as he wants. Nobody's going to bother him. I will stand.
We need to send him this segment. All right, let's pause. The Dean Phillips stalker is back with us in moments on CCO. Dr. Michael Osterholm is with us at about 1:35 Chip Scoggins. He's with us at 2:05. Shaletta is here. Courageous conversations off to a great start. Back on this Saturday at 7:00. I'm confused. Am I on the first hour? Second hour? Do you need me in studio? Should I come to the house? Just help me out. What's my role here with Courageous Conversations?
First of all, We changed the name because that was too many consternations. It's courageous, courageous, Carruthers. It was just, it was too much. And so yep. what we did was, you know, after a lot of nagging and cussing and fussing with my bosses, we have come to a consensus that we are going to call it the Shaletta Show. How about that?
Carter? I kind of like courageous conversations.
So did I. I was kind of a fan. I was about to get a tattoo.
What
well,
body part
I mean,
was the tattoo
wasn't
going
even
on?
In it anywhere. I mean, who's talking? Is it me? Is it Rashina? Is it Corey? Is it Lil Devin? I mean, who's being courageous today? I don't know. So
in other words,
had to just cut
you
all
decided
out.
Your name. You decided your name wasn't in the title, so that's what this is about.
No. I just didn't want people to be confused. So I just kept going to my boss, calling them and talking to them. We have several meetings and emails
I'm
and,
sure
and
you
stuff.
Did.
And so, yeah.
How helpful is it, Adam, when she reaches out to Devin and she calls him Lil Devin? You think that's helpful? You think Devin, who's a, I don't know, 25, 30-year-old, likes being called Lil?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. You're not changing, though, are you?
Probably not. I'm telling you, I call him Lil Devin so much that when other people are around me, we're having a conversation about him, they start calling him Lil Devin, too. Like Steve Simpson had to catch himself, Laura, too. She was like, and I was like, and Lil Devin, and Lil Devin. They were like, and Lil Devin, I mean, and Devin.
Was that your white person's voice that you went
that
to
was,
there briefly?
That was, yeah, that was Shelly. Shelly gets the job and Shaletta shows up on the first day of work.
New research out this week shows Kentuckians have been drunk for approximately 7 full 8-hour work days during 11 weeks of a lockdown. Adam, you buying that? 7 full days the folks in Kentucky have been they've been schnockered during the 11 weeks of a lockdown. True or not true?
Only 7 days out of the 11 weeks?
But the whole time. 8 hours.
Yeah.
In other words, they're suggesting 56 hours you've been drunk.
It's Kentucky, man. Bourbon.
Yeah. What are you doing in the background, by the way, Shalane?
Living. I'm not going to stop just because 3 white men are calling me. Y'all are not Dean Phillips, okay? He looks like Magnum P.I. I'm on the phone with the damn 3 Stooges. I'm not going to stop feeding my family. Now, if Dean Phillips calls, the kids get locked outside, the husband's gone, and nobody eats. But it's y'all. So, you know. Okay.
Who's Curly and who's Larry?
Okay. Oh, that's the Twitter question of the day. We need to put that one up.
Why don't you put our 3 pictures up and lay out which one is which stooge? Shaletta?
Oh, my God.
7 full 8-hour work days. The Kentuckians, I don't like that, but Kentuckians, should be something different, have been drunk. Over or under?
Oh, my God, it's completely over. They're lying. I used to live in Cincinnati, which is right across the river from Kentucky when I worked at WCPO, the ABC affiliate in Cincinnati. And, yeah, somebody not telling the truth. That number's way under where it needs to be. I believe all of that. Yeah.
Dan, in all your in all your calls to people trying to line up guests, see, this is what a producer does, Shaletta. You come up with ideas.
Uh-huh.
And then you call people. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you come up on anybody where you thought they'd had a couple cocktails?
Oh, sure. I mean, not recently per se, but in the course of my career, yes, that has happened.
Do you still put them on the air?
This was early on in my career, the incident that I'm thinking of, and unfortunately we did. If I had that one back, I don't think we would have.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
is this
jealous.
A former, was this an NFL great?
No, it wasn't an NFL great.
Oh.
But I would assume that you would know about it because it was a nighttime deal.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
That one.
It's the dark man.
Yes.
Right?
It wasn't him specifically. It was a guest on his show.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
I know him exactly.
Is the name recognizable?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And so you knew they had a little bit of something.
I suspected. Yeah.
It's hard to tell with this person, though.
Yeah, it can be.
Vikings play.
No.
No.
Not a Vikings player.
No.
But, Dan, you got a good spirit of discernment. You knew that person was hammered.
I suspected, but I was early on in my career, and I didn't know that I had the authority to say, hey, we probably shouldn't do this.
Oh, okay.
Nowadays, yeah, no, that would never happen.
But. Okay.
What did Dark think once the individual?
Oh, he loved it.
We're going with male, I assume.
Yeah.
Once this individual was on the air.
Yeah, no, he loved it. Very entertaining. And it was entertaining. It was just not entertaining in a way that was probably appropriate for being on the air in WCCO.
Glad it was nighttime then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Carter, do you remember interviewing anybody? It was a little into the glasses?
Jeez. Into the cups, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
There's been certainly man-on-the-street interviews. I mean, I went and covered the Vikings game, the first one at TCF Bank Stadium after the Metrodome collapsed. That was nothing but folks... what is that
deep
sound? What is strangling something over there? What is that?
Are you? I mean, did somebody come inside the house? Here's what I'm. Here's my guess. Somebody came in the house wanting to use the bathroom. You're chopping them up right now and putting them in Tupperware.
Again, yes, I'm living. Okay, you are not Dean Phillips. You're Chad Hartman. Now, while I enjoy the conversation, these kids still have to eat. I told you to put me on at 12:35 so I could talk with Major Garrett and we could just have a big old fun-loving Friday afternoon conversation.
No.
But you didn't.
Because as we keep saying, we'd like to have Major on again next week.
Yeah. What are you making for the kids?
We've got some mac and cheese and chicken. And, you know, I don't know if I told y'all, my father-in-law got sick and went to the hospital, so apparently I've been putting too much salt in his diet. I didn't know that when you're 83 years old, you're only supposed to have so much salt intake. I didn't get the handbook for taking care of elderly people. So,
I'm sure he appreciates that when you look at him and call him elderly.
Yeah.
Jeez. Lil elderly.
Lil,
Adam,
Lil
she's
elderly
a lover
Papa
of people,
B.
isn't she?
Little elderly
so you
Papa B.
Yeah, you sent
so now
a
I
man.
Have to keep his food separate.
Yeah, you sent a man to the hospital.
I sent a man to the hospital. He came back. There was other options, you know. He's home now.
Yeah, and I'm just let's remember this: the cinnamon rolls, the pudding, and the chicken wings. Those are all made by Sean. So I feel confident at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have on the Shaletta Show Saturday at 7?
Oh, my God. I have a great lineup. Leonard Pitts Jr. is going to be on. I don't think he needs any introduction.
No.
Does he?
No, very recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Michelle Miller from CBS. She will be on as well. Oh, yeah.
I love Michelle Miller.
I have
a secret crush on Michelle Miller.
What?
Does she have a book out? Did I just see something? Book what? For Michelle Miller?
She was in the L.A. Times recently talking about her family and racism, how it's impacted, you know, her family generationally. And Leonard Pitts is always putting out some fabulous article. He pretty much just called President Trump a racist in the Washington Post. So he'll be talking about that op-ed column. So, you know, I just always get A-list people, you know, just because of my Twitter celebrity status. People, you know, want to hang out with me on the Shaletta Show. They won't
last
give me a Dan Cook. I asked for a producer. They told me I was my own producer. I don't even work for myself. I just wait for people to email me. So, you know.
Are you going to be nice to Sean this weekend?
For what? Is his birthday? Let me look at the calendar. Oh,
no,
okay.
I mean,
is that just for any reason you were just asking?
You know, a persecution.
Poor guy deserves
continued?
It.
Yeah.
Because he's my husband.
He's your husband. He's your best friend.
So, okay, can I tell y'all something funny? So I got these flowers delivered to the house last week, and I was like, what is this? Why is he sending me box flowers? You know, the boxes of flowers that you have to, like, get the flowers out, and you have to cut them and trim the, you know, stems and all the stuff. You have to put your own water in. I'm like, why didn't he send me some flowers from, like, Carolyn's Bouquets in St. Paul or something like that? Why is he sending me these box flowers that I have to cut up and fix up? And why is he sending this anyway? So I called his job, and I'm like, what are you sending me these flowers for? And he said, our wedding anniversary.
course.
Jeez. Honestly. You are.
What did you get him for the wedding
anniversary? Nothing. Because I forgot. I have one girlfriend who always calls me every year and reminds me that it's my wedding anniversary. But she just had her first grandbaby, so she's busy. She's keeping her grandkids while her daughter's at home, you know, getting used to being a mom. So she forgot about me, which meant I forgot about my husband. So tonight we've made reservations for the first time since COVID. We're going out to dinner. So we're going to Grand Kitchen, St. Paul. We're going to sit out on the patio. We're going to have some crab legs and some cocktails. Miss Grace, the babysitter's coming over this evening. And I don't know how she's going to hold her pee, but I've got cameras in the house now. And I let her know, hey, Miss Grace, I got cameras in the house. We're going to have you over tonight. Don't pee because I'll catch you on camera. And then you don't want that in your life. So, yeah. So she's going to come over. And I found out how she's peeing. I thought she was holding it the whole 8 hours. Her mom owns a business, like, right down the street from my house. And when she goes on break, she takes a potty break at her mom's farmer's insurance business on 80th Street. And then she comes back.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
How many years have you been married?
14. It's 14 this year. 14. Isn't that beautiful? That man loves me. Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to give him?
He's still alive. He's still alive, Chad. That's the best I could do for him right now.
It's as good as it gets. That's as good as it gets. I think that's what marriage is all about, Adam. I think Shaletta just summarized it right there, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have took him out years ago, but I let him live, Chad. I think that I deserve some credit for that.
I let him live. Signed, Shaletta. Why don't you put that on a card?
What says love
John?
More than that?
Exactly. That captures it all right there.
That's
Enjoy
it,
your
right
dinner.
Here. I will.
And I will be listening to the Shaletta Show tomorrow.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
See ya. Shaletta, check her out Saturday on CCO starting at 7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.